From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Five new COVID-19-related deaths in Utah were announced today, bringing the total number of deaths in the state to 13. Four of the people who died were living in long-term care facilities in Salt Lake City and Utah County. But state epidemiologist Angela Dunn says projections show death rates should remain relatively low.
A lot of that has to do with our younger population here. So we have a large percentage of our population that's less than age 65 years. So we have less risk for severe outcomes due to COVID-19.
People between the ages of 25 and 44 make up the highest percentage of positive cases in Utah, which has now seen more than 1,600 confirmed cases. Utah's epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the decision to treat COVID-19 patients with a drug commonly used to fight malaria will have to be made privately and on a case-by-case basis. She made the announcement today at the state's Department of Health press briefing.
If a provider chooses to treat his or her patient with hydroxychloroquine, they are okay to do so. The state of Utah doesn't interfere with that relationship at all.
President Trump has touted that drug as a possible treatment against the coronavirus, but scientists and health professionals have bristled at that idea, saying, at best, research on the drug's effectiveness is limited. State officials unveiled one of Utah's major contingency plans today in the fight against COVID-19, a makeshift hospital set up in an event space. As KUER's John Reed reports, it could be used if state hospitals are overrun.
The extra space at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy isn't needed yet, according to the Division of Emergency Management, but it could become an overflow for hospitals and would be used to treat patients who need routine hospital care and, if necessary, could instead treat COVID-19 cases. Division spokesman Joe Doherty gave a virtual tour of the space, essentially a giant warehouse filled with rows and rows of beds.
Each of these are basically just a cot with a very thin mattress on it, you can see. And this is just some of the basic bed coverings that you would have if we needed to have people in a facility like this.
The beds are set up to keep distance between patients. There's also a small pharmacy on site. Doherty says the Expo Center is the only overflow site the state has contracted with so far, but he says Utah is still mainly relying on people to stay home as much as possible and wash their hands.
Because this becomes the alternative. And I don't think anyone would really want to have to come to a place like this for their hospital care.
Doherty says taking those simple precautions is still the best way to keep hospitals from being overwhelmed. John Reed, KUER News.
Utah House Democrats are once again urging Governor Gary Herbert to issue a mandatory statewide stay-at-home order. In a release, they say current voluntary recommendations to stay safe, stay home are not as effective in slowing the spread of COVID-19. They say a mandatory order would save lives and also help the state recover more quickly economically. Utah is one of nine states nationwide without such measures in place, though some communities have instituted their own stay-at-home orders. About two-thirds of Utahans report feeling very or somewhat worried that a family member will get COVID-19. That's according to a new poll by Utah Policy and Y2 Analytics conducted during the last week of March. It asked people about their fears around the pandemic and how they've changed their habits. 62% of respondents reported they're now working from home, and most people said they've limited social interactions. Around 80% of respondents said it has had a major impact on their lives. The Tour of Utah bike race has been canceled due to the coronavirus. The multi-day men's professional stage race was originally scheduled for August 3rd through 9th. With the race still 4 months away, it's one of the earliest cancellations for a sporting event. Utah County Attorney David Levitt has tested positive for COVID-19. The Daily Herald reported Levitt was tested last week after experiencing symptoms associated with the virus. County spokeswoman Sherry Hall Everett says the attorney received his results Friday from the Intermountain Healthcare's Instacare clinic in Springville. Levitt says he's struggling to regain his health at his home. He and other employees at his office in Provo had been working at home for about 2 weeks when he received his diagnosis. Levitt is running for Utah Attorney General and plans to continue campaigning. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.